From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States says it's ready to use force to stop North Korea's nuclear missile programs, although U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley told other Security Council members the U.S. prefers a diplomatic solution. Her comments followed Tuesday's test of a North Korean intercontinental ballistic missile that some experts said could reach U.S. territory.
North Korea's launch of an ICBM is a clear and sharp military escalation. The North Korean regime openly states that its missiles are intended to deliver nuclear weapons to strike cities in the United States, South Korea, and Japan. And now it has greater capacity to do so.
The U.S. diplomat said the U.S. would propose new U.N. sanctions soon, perhaps including a cutoff of major sources of hard currency to Pyongyang, restricting the flow of oil imports, and increasing air and maritime restrictions. Michael Elliman, senior fellow at the Washington-based International Institute for Strategic Studies, said the North has taken a major step in its missile program.
I suspect that once they create, successfully test something that could strike Burbank or Kansas City, they'll test it three or four more times and say, we're good. They won't be as demanding as the United States. So this could shorten the time frame to 2019, 2020. Before they have that capacity.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Defense Department says it has confidence in its ability to defend against a limited North Korean threat. In Libya, Eastern Commander Khalifa Haftar says his forces have taken full control of Benghazi. The three-year battle pitted Haftar's Libyan National Army against an array of Islamist militia groups. Near Tripoli, at least five people were killed late Tuesday when a shell landed on a beach near Mitiga Airport. This is VOA News.